In this part, we report on a Christmas tradition that's returning to Norwich and an opportunity to quiz the developers on their plans for Anglia Square. But we start with the problems of pollution in the city.
Fines for drivers who leave engines running while stopped in city centre streets have yet to be introduced, with staff absence blamed for a lack of progress in bringing them in. In January, a meeting of Norwich City Council heard that officers were considering whether, through the Environment Act 1995, its civil enforcement officers could issue on-the-spot fines. And while the plan would be to stop mainly bus and taxi drivers from running engines, it could be also be used for other motorists in the city centre, for example, those queuing for car parks. However, at a council meeting this week, it emerged no progress had been made, to the annoyance of green collectors who've pushed for measures to cut pollution. Bert Bremner, Labour's cabinet member for Environment and Sustainable Development, was asked a question about progress over the fines by Thorpe Hamlet Green Council Ben Price. Mr. Bremner said, if the fines were to be used, the Secretary of State would have to grant approval. But he added, through the year, due to staff absence, it's not been progressed at present. Mr. Price said he understood that officers at City Hall were working flat out and blamed government austerity for pushing staff capacity at City Hall to its limits. But he said he frequently has to approach coach drivers at bays in his ward to ask them to switch off their engines, and therefore had been a blatant disregard about air quality on the part of some of them. He said, I've had extensive correspondence with officers on this subject, notably in relation to Bishopgate. He said air quality, which he dubbed as invisible killer, needed to be higher up the political agenda, and urged the council to write to operators reminding them of the council's policy on it. Mr. Bremner said they would, and added, we did this in September concerning an operator whose coaches were parking in Rouen Road and leaving the engines running, and which appears to have been successful.
Less than a week remains before the Norwich Evening News great festive tradition returns to the city. Evening News Carols for Christmas will this year take place at St. Peter Mancroft Church on Tuesday, December the 13th. The seasonal event will see the church filled with candles for the occasion and will feature a programme full of carols and Christmas readings. As in previous years, the service will be raising funds for the Mancroft Advice Project, MAP, a charity which offers support and advice to young people to help them find their way in the world. And this year, we are also highlighting the work of other amazing organisations in the city too. Norwich Evening News editor David Powell said, we're delighted this event will raise funds for the Mancroft Advice Project, a really important charity that does so much for this city. However, we also wanted to say thank you to some of the other organisations, and more importantly, their staff and volunteers for the work they do. That is why we've decided to offer 50 free tickets to the Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust as our special guests for the evening, as a thanks for the magnificent work their staff do. Staff, volunteers and families of Nelson's Journey will also be given a warm welcome with a number of free tickets. Doors will open at 5 p.m. and the service will begin at 6 p.m. Tickets cost £5 and can be bought at the Norwich Evening News front office at Prospect House, Rowan Road, Norwich.
The first of three chances to quiz developers on ambitious plans to overhaul Anglia Square has been held in Norwich. While the major scheme is in its infancy, the blueprint so far includes the demolition of Anglia Square, the former stationery office Sovereign House and Gildengate House. The revamped site would include more than 1,000 homes and both a new multi-storey car park and cinema. Shopping centre owners Columbia Threadneedle and Western Homes last night held the first of a trio of consultations where the public were encouraged to suggest ideas and raise concerns. More than 80 people are thought to have visited yesterday's consultation. Roger Brooks, who lives on Silver Road, was among them, and he said, "I'm definitely in support of seeing something change. It looks tired, and a breath of fresh air would go down well. Obviously, though, we've been here before, so it just depends on whether it goes ahead." Another visitor, who didn't wish to be named, said it was about time something changed. The final two exhibitions will be held at Unit 86 in Magdalen Street over the next few days. The first will run from 3 to 6pm today, and the second from 10am to 2pm tomorrow. Those interested will then have until December the 16th to feed their comments back to the organisations. Earlier this week, we asked our readers what they thought should be built at Anglia Square. The suggestions ranged from street fountains and a nature reserve to a speedway stadium.
Thousands of extra visitors are exploring Norwich shops, cafes and sites as footfall booms, bucking a national trend of faltering high streets. As Norwich shines in all its festive finery, shoppers are making the most of the fine city, with footfall figures for the last week of November, the most recent local picture available, jumping 17% from 360,000 last year to 420,000 this year. Over November as a whole, the Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, numbers show footfall reached 1.5 million, a 100,000 increase, 7.8% on the same period last year.
Train operator Greater Anglia has joined forces with local brewery Lackens to bring a new beer on board its services to London. Quell, brewed by Lackens in Great Yarmouth, is exclusively available in 330-millilitre cans on Greater Anglia's intercity services from this month. The beer is an American-style IPA and features Amarillo, Mosaic and Cascade hops. Andy Camp, Greater Anglia Commercial Director, said, "We're pleased to be working with Lackens and stocking Quell on board our trains. This will be popular while passengers travelling on our service to London. We're committed to improving economic growth across our network and stocking local produce where possible."
A Norwich Disabilities home has celebrated its 55th anniversary. The Grove in East Carlton celebrated the day with a range of activities for residents and volunteers, as well as inviting some past volunteers and employees back to the home. Jane Haskins, service manager at The Grove, said, "The Grove is an amazing place to live and work. Everyone is so passionate about ensuring every resident lives a fulfilling life and receives the utmost of quality care. I personally am proud to be part of it." The day began with a morning service celebrating the home's achievements, led by local vicar, the Reverend Paul Burr. The residents and volunteers then joined the local church community for some refreshments. In the afternoon, The Grove, which is a Leonard Cheshire Disabilities home, was packed with volunteers and residents as they heard music from local musician James Summerhill. Activities also included planting a ceremonial tree, crafts, tie dance and speeches made by residents and staff.
And now we have the first of this week's features. It'll soon be time for pantomime, and rehearsals for the Norwich Theatre Royal Panto are at full pitch. Emma Knights reports on how things are going, and her piece is read for us by Val Freer.